Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Rufor Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Chulin Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara on the bottom of Chof Beitzim and Beis, the Gemara was being misupik by Reb Zeira. What's the halacha with Tchilas HaTziyuv? Is it a sveika or is it a berry? And the Gemara proved from the fact that you need a pasuk, for the fact that it's a mita, the pasuk must be that it's a berry. So the Gemara is matzcha the raya. The Gemara over here, Chav Gimel Medalf, is matzcha the raya. That no, that the oilam, maybe it's a suffix. And the pasuk is not coming to be my tchilas hatziyuv. The pasuk is coming to be my nirba v'nevad. And the Gemara explains, what would be the havamida that nirba v'nevad should be kosher? The Gemara says, since it's a pasuk that says, ki mashchasab bahem mumbam. And the Gemara says that mashchasab is referring to avodah zarah and gili arayis, the dvar erva, which is nirba v'nevad. And therefore, I would have a havamida that wherever there's no psul mum, there's no psul nirba v'nevad, and there's no din mashchasam, because the pasuk says mashchasam behem mumbam. So therefore, I would have a havamida that anytime we don't have the psul mum, we don't have the psul of nirba v'nevad, which is nichal the pasuk of mashchasam. And the Gemara is masber that oifis don't have a psul mum. Domar mar tamis v'zachris v'behema ve tamis v'zachris v'oifis. And therefore, I would have a havamida that nirba v'nevad would also be kosher, and that's why I need a special pasuk to memai nirba v'nevad, that nirba v'nevad are not kosher even by oifis. So Rashi over here in Divrei Maschil b'Behema, Rashi explains that by oif it doesn't say anywhere tamas v'zachrus, and therefore Rashi says mumim k'tanim, small mumim don't pasul k'goy dukin shabayin. Example, which one of the mumim that don't pasul is dukin shabayin. Elo mumim doylam, only big mumim are pasul by oifis. Kegoy mechusar aver. For example, Rashi says mechusar aver, if it's missing an aver, bishum hekriveyu na alafecha secha. This is a din of a kriveyu na, that the behema should be, that when you bring it to Hashem, it should be nice. And therefore, if it's a mum gadol, then already the halacha is, Rashi says that it's pasul. Toisvis. And the Ramasal Tamas Vizakh's Behema, Tesis brings that the Gemara Kedusha Dafrovdar of a base is Vemait Mechusar Ever from a Pasuk Mina Oif Loi Kol Oif. And therefore Tesis goes on to argue with Rashi. He says Rashi that brings the Pasuk over here, Hekriveyud Ola Fechasecha Lechayr, is not like the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin is Vavur that we don't have from a special Mia. There's a special Mia to Vemait Oif from Mechusar Ever. But to answer Shitas Rashi, Reberel and Shuri agreed on that. It's Vachem Daflav and Heyav Beis, where it's the same Bachaykes Rashi. It places a few places that Rashi brings that the Psul of Oifis, the Psul Mubim Gdolim, the Psul Mechusar Eiver is learned from Hekriveyu Na. So Rebel says that possibly in Rashi we could say that there's two dinim, because he says if you look in Rashi, it's Vachem Daf Peheyam Beis. Rashi says that this halacha that Mechusar Eiver passels. Rashi says Vechein Mum Meguna. Not only does Mechusar Eiver passel, any Mum Meguna passels. And Rashi of Bechiris, Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, Rashi, in Divrei Maschil V'Aliva de Rabbi Kiva, Rashi says that the reason why Dukim don't pasul is the Ein Muma Nikar Kol Kach. And Rashi Bayos also says, seems to say that over here, that any Mumin Gdolim pasul. So says Rebero that maybe possibly we could say in Rashi there's two dinim. There's one din of Mechusar Eiver, and that's learnt out from the Gemara Kedusha Chaf Dalid, that is a din that has to be, that there's a miyat on Mechusar Eiver, even though Mumin don't pasul, Mechusar Eiver pasuls, and there's a second din, there's a din that a mum aguna, a mum that's very nicker, a mum that's very nicker, that looks very not nice on the behema, that's the smait, that's pasul from the pasuk that Rashi brings to Kiveyu Na the Fechasech. And Rebel's Mazur, what's an afkabido? Why do I need a special pasuk if any other zalacha, that any mum gadol, any mum aguna is pasul because of the din of Akriveyu Na Lefechasecha L'Chayra, every Mechusar Eiver also should be Pasal at that halacha. So Rebel said, possibly the Nafkamina could be for a Mechusar Eiver Bifnim, that's not Nikar Bachutz. So that L'Chayra wouldn't be Pasal al Tzadid of Akriveyu Na Lefechasecha. And that's why we would need a new Biyat, Mina Oif, like Kala Oif, the Gemara Kedusha Chavtal, to be Mait Mechusar Eiver, even in a case where it's not Megudah when it's Bifnim. But he's not so happy with this Pshan and Rashi, to say that there's two separate Dinim. And if you look at the Milchus Avram over there on Zvachim Daflam and Hey, he brings from his father, Mephraim Zev, in his Sefer Kutras Beis Abchira, that he says a little differently. He says that Rashi learned up that this din, this miyut, in the Gemara and Kedushin, Daf Chavtal and Beis, that there's a miyut, Mina Oif Loi Kala Oif, if we would have only had the miut, we would learn up the tzitzit of mechusar eiver, and dafka mechusar eiver would be pasul. And there wouldn't be any psul like Rashi seems to say all over, any mum gadol, any mum gunah would be pasul. But once we have this pasul of a kriveyun ala fechasecha, that is befarish to me. That explains to me the miut of mida oif loy kala oif is not just the din of mechusar eiver, but it's a din klali of any mum gadol is gonna pasul. Any mum gunah is gonna pasul. That's how we explain the pasul. It's befarish the miut. It's Ba'al Zeh V'Gil Al Zeh that the Pasuk of Rekivei Yodol Fachasecha is begalot to me that the Miyot of Min Ha'if Lo Kol Ha'if, the Din is not just B'chusar Eivor, the Din is anything, it's not nice, any Mum Gadol is also going to be Pasul. And he says that's how it's Mashma in the Rashi's. Rashi's Mashma, not that there's two Dinim, Rashi's Mashma that B'chusar Eivor is Pasul because of Rekivei Yonah. But you say that Din is that Rekivei Yonah is the gather of what we're learning out from the Miyot of Min Ha'if Lo Kol Ha'if. Without the pasuk of Min Ha'if Lo Kol Ha'if, I wouldn't come along and say that by Oifis Bechlav is a problem of mum. Once I see that the Torah said that there is a problem of mum, there's a miyut over here, so now I use the pasuk of Akrivei Lefachasecha to be Marchiv the Din and say that it's not only a Mechusar Eiver, it's a Din all over. The Gemara goes on and the Gemara brings down the Halacha. The Gemara brings out Safik, Boy Reb Zeira, Ima Reya Lai, Oilas Behema Min Ha'ayel Oy Min Ha'keves. The person makes a nether to bring Oilas Behema either from an ayel or from a keves, and he brings a palgos. Palgos is the start of the second year, the first month of the second year, 13th month. Within the 13th month, the Gemara says, Ma, what's the halacha? The Gemara says, like Rabbi Yechon holds it's a burial, haraya. Rabbi Yechon holds that it's a gzeir, it's a kosov to be marbit, so must be it's a new type of behema, it's a new type of shear. So then, like Rabbi Yechidon, it's poshut that you're not yoytze. The suffix is like Barpada. Barpada holds the suffix. The Gemara's mazbit that the suffix of Reb Zeira is. Does Barpada also hold that it's a burial, or he holds it's just the suffix heves and just the suffix ayol, and therefore you could be yoytze b'mamonishach? Or no, does Barkapara also have? Does Barpada also have a tzad that it's a burial like Rabbi Yechidon? Now Rashi, in the Ramask of Amr Rabbi Yechon, Rashi explains, what would you do? What's Pshat in the Mishnah Parah? The Mishnah Parah says that you bring Nischei Ayil. If it's a Suffolk, how could you bring out a Nischei Ayil? So Rashi's Masber that what you do is, you bring the Sachem, and you make it tonight. You bring the Sachem, the Shear of an Ayil. And you say, if it's an Ayil, so then good, man, these are going to be mine in Sachem. And on the Tzad, it's a Keves, so then I don't need four. I only need three. So then the Halacha is, That I'm going to be master that extra one, that extra lug of yayin is going to be the nedava. And Rashi speaks out, even though the halacha is he can't be menadav one lug. The halacha is he can only be menadav a shear of nisuch hayayin, a shear of where we find in other places. For kevis 3, for aisle 4, for par 6, you can't just go be menadav 1 or 2. Says Rashi sits over here. I'm anyhow being makriv 3 for the keves, on the tzad it's a keves, I'll be makriv 3, so I'm let add on 1, and we can look at it as a shear of 4, even though the nedava is only 1. And if you look at the Ramban, he brings down this nedav of Rashi also, and he adds that it's b'mokav deloy efsher. Since it's b'mokav deloy efsher, you let it do it. It sounds like from the Ramban that for some reason this is not such a good thing to do, you're really only being menadiv 1. Since it's b'malkav deloy efsher, so therefore says the Ramban, that's why you're allowed to do this. So if you're able to do it, you could do it. If you can't, the fact that it's loy efsher is not going to help me to bring it. So in the kavana of the Ramban. But in the etzem pshat in Rashi, there's a yisayit from the Briska Rav, it's brought down in the Kisvei Agriz, and Kizvachim da pechesem ben aleph, the Mechas Avram, in Menachas Kuftal brings it down, and he's markav on the Indian, it's going on the Gemara over there, Menachas, daf Kuftal da ben aleph. The Gemara over there has a suffix. And the Gemara is masbid. What's the suffix? The suffix is what happens if someone is mafresh five lugin of yayin for nesachim. Now the halacha is you can't be makriv 5 lugin. The Gemara is a suffix. Could I come and take 4 of them and be makriv them? The shear is 3, 4, and 6. Could I take from the 5, 4? That's right for the aisle, and the other one will be a nedava. Which Rashi explains, you're going to use it to go, you'll sell it in Yiplu Dabav L'Shaifres. Or no, or do I have to go and be makriv all 5 of them, and I'm going to have to add on more from my own till it's 6, and then I could go and be makriv it. Is there a kvias that's chal over here that I have to bring all five, or no, I could just take four out of the five? Now the Mishnah Melech and Hilchas Maaseh Karbonis in Perek Yitzayin Halacha Yabez, the Mishnah Melech assumes that this halacha is not dafka did in Nesachim. It's who I did by a mincha, and he goes on to be niskasha. Why does the Gemara bring down the suffix dafka by Nesachim? Why didn't the Gemara bring this down earlier on in the Perek with dinim of mincha? And he's masvim as the Mishnah before is talking about a neder. The Gemara wants to talk about a case of the dava. Over here, we're talking about a case of the dava. But the Brisker Rav says that no, we could learn the Gemara's dafka. It's a din dafka in Nesachim, and he says that the din of Nesachim, this that we find shiurim in Nesachim, is not a shiur in the guf hamincha, in the guf hanesachim. There's no shiur in the guf carbon nesachim. It has to be four, it has to be three, it has to be six. The din shiur over here that we find is a din in the shiur of the maisa nisuch and the maisa akruva of the yayin. It was said a din that I have to have a certain amount, either three, four, or six in the maisa nisuch. It's not a shiur in the carbon. By a mincha, it's a shiur in the carbon. It needs to be isarin. And therefore, in a case where I would be mafish, let's say, isarin or mechza, it would be chal that this is the shear of the carbon and I can't go and take out a isarin. Mashegin in the sachem, since there's no shear in the carbon, so if I'm mafish five, I can always say that who said my carbon, there's no chalois that the carbon is sachem now became a carbon is sachem of five. And therefore, I could go ahead and take four to Gemara Zatzad that maybe if you use the bottle of klubu, and I could go, there's no keva over here, it's not chal the keva, and therefore I could go take out of these five, I can take four and go and be makriv them. And lefi zeh, the Brisker Rav was mazber er Rashi. Er Rashi comes and says that even though there's a shear, there's a din four, there's a din five, there's a din six, there's a din three, apple pekain, in a case where I'm being masna, I could say I'm being masna, that these three, that on the tzad, it's a keves, three should be the chayvah, so for the akrava of the keves, and the other one will be in a dava. Now, even though, if there will be a din in the carbon, if it will be like a mincha where there's a chal, a din in the carbon, it's a certain shear, so I have three that's going for the ayil, and this extra one is only a lug. The carbon of the dava over here, the carbon, the sachem of the dava, is only a lug. I wouldn't be able to be makar of it. But since there's no din, the whole din is only in the mais and nisach, so therefore I can be bitzar of two carbonis. I can take the carbon of the keves, the three lugam of the keves, and I can add it in a lug of yayin and make a mais and nisach of both of them of four, which is fine, which is kosher, since we find such a thing by aisle. And therefore says the Rav, that's the hezbro over here, and this Rashi, how I can take a lug of the dove and be makrovit, even though the din, there's a certain, the halach is, I can't just be makrovit a lug. Teretz is that since I'm making a mais and nisach of four on it, even though the carbon's only a log, since the shear is not in the carbon, it's only a shear of the mais and nisach, therefore the halacha is, and that it's kosher. Now this Mishnah and Parah, the Mishnah says, Hikriv, if you bring a palgus, maybe you'll have nisri ayal, but it'll only be zivchoy. So the Karen Oira, in Menachas Tzad, the Aleph and Beis, where the Gemara brings down this Mishnah also, the Karen Oira is this kasha, that l'chayra on the Tzad, that a palgus is a suffix, l'chayra, why should I not be yaitze? Why is it ino ulay mizivchay? Rashi over there in Menachas is mazur, that both if you have a chi of keves, both if you have a chi of ayil, the halacha is you're not oila, it's not oila, because we don't know it's a keves, we don't know it's an ayil, so therefore you're not yaitze. Ask the Karen Oira on the tzad, in a case where I was menadah to bring a keves, l'chayra I should be yaitze v'manashach. If the palgus is a keves, I should be yaitze. And if the palgus is an ayil, then I should also be yaitze. Because the halacha is, we paskin, it's a mishnah in Menachas Afkov Zayinim Abbeis, that if someone makes a neder to bring a katan and the heavy gadol, he's yaitzeh. If someone makes a neder to bring a keves and he brings an ayil, he's yaitzeh. Rebbe over there in the Mishnah argues. But we paskin that he yaitzeh. So the chayyur asks the karadayu, the chayyur b'monashach, he should be yaitzeh. On the tzad, the palgus is a keves, so he mamish made his neder. And if not, it's an ayil, you'll also be yaitzeh when you have a neder of a keves. So the Karen Oira says that l'chayr, we're going to have to say that we're talking about to be yoytzeh chayvas keves. This halacha that when you bring a gadol yoytzeh is in a case where you made a neder. So for your neder, it's enough that you brought a bigger carpet also. Mashegim, when there's a chayva to bring a keves, and it did dafka to bring a keves, so then you need to bring dafka keves, and that's what the Mishnah means, eidah lo'ilah b'zivchay. I'm the Lashon Rashi, Menachas, Avtali Al from the base. It's not mashba this way, it's mashba that's talking about on neder, sarachin, maybe you have to be madchik. The Mishnah is going like Rebbe that holds that nodel havi katan mehevi gadol lo yatsa. But then he goes on to ask Akasha and Ergamara Our Gemara wants to establish a suffix whether or not Palgus is a barrier or it's a suffix by Alma. Fi bar pada, light your beichin in the Gemara, it's pasha to the Gemara, it's a barrier. Gemara is the suffix, light bar pada, is it a suffix or it's a barrier? And therefore, the Gemara brings a suffix in a case where I left my nether open. I said either it's a ayilam yaitza or if it's a kevesam yaitza. And therefore, on the tzad, it's a suffix. I'll be yaitza be monoshach. As the Karen Oyra, why does the Gemara have to speak out that the nether was both min hakeves oy min ha'ayil? Why did the Gemara just speak out that he made a nether min hakeves? And then the Gemara could have a nice suffix. If it's a burial, so it's a whole different thing, you won't be yaitza. Masha'ekein, if it's a suffix keves suffix ayil, then it'll be yaitza. Mamadashach, if it's a keves, he's yaitza, because that was his nether. And if it's an ayil, it'll be yaitza, because ha'noidul havi beima katan, havi beima gadol, you yaitza. Why does the Gemara have to explain the suffix in a hechatimtza where he spoke out lehedya, he could be yaitza both if it's an ayil or if it's a keves? And if you look at the Reish Yosef, he also asks his kasha. It's before in the Reish Yosef that on the tzad that it's a barrier, he didn't have anything fair. The whole kasha is only on the tzad that it's a suffix. If it's a barrier, they understood it's a whole different min, and he wouldn't be able to be yaitza on neder of a keves. But the Karen Oyer goes on to ask that l'chayra, even on the tzad it's a barrier. So what is a whole different min? It's not a keves, it's not an ayil, but it's bigger than a keves. So the same way when someone makes a neder to bring a keves, he can be yaitza with an ayil, who didn't be able to be yaitza with the palgos? So even on the tzad that it's a barrier, asked the Karen Oyer, l'chayra, it should help for my neder min a keves. So the whole sugya, we could always be matzik, it's going like Rebbe, the whole thing can't be yaitza with something that's gadol. But the problem is in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down everything in our sugya, and the Rambam paskes like the Rabbanan that the shavi kato vehevi gadol yotzah. Before in the Rambam that he learned that a whole sugya goes la halacha, which that would be the pashas lechayr. Our sugya goes la halacha like the Rabbanan that if someone makes a nether to bring something kato, he could bring a gadol. So im kaim, it's shver this problem. Why does the Gemara have to speak out? Why can't I be yotzah with the palgos? Why can't I be yotzah with the palgos, the nether of a keves? Ein in the Karanari is done at Tzad, Akapadim and Barpado, that maybe on the Tzad Beri Bechlai you can't be Makrevit. And the Mishnah in Parash is saying, what would be the din if you went ahead and had been Makrevit? What do you do with the Nesachim? Pik Chiddush to say that it's not Mashmah like that in the Mishnah, that it's a Pasal of Carbon. Karanari has such a Tzad, Ein Shom. But if you look in the Chedushim Meir Simcha over here, and the Sefer begins there, Grach, and Sibit Samach Dalet, they both say that possibly we can be madchik, that in a case that you speak out lehedyo, min ayol, oy min akeves, so you spoke out lehedyo that you want to be yoytze, min ayol min akeves, so it's clear from his loshin that he doesn't want to be yoytze his neder with what's bigger than it. Because if not, why did he have to speak out min ayol? If he wanted to be able to be yoytze and use this halacha, that when you neder neder a katon, that you want to be yoytze with a gadol, then him came, why did he have to speak out? Either I could bring it from the aisle or from a keves. Just make a nether from a keves, and maybe you could bring an aisle. So therefore, maybe it's meduyik in his lashon of his nether that Lahedi doesn't want to do that. He wants to have the, when he says keves, he means dafka keves. When he says aisle, he means dafka aisle, and therefore, even on the tzad keves, he wouldn't be able to use a palgus. And the fees that Yishuv, the other kasha, that the Rosh Yosef of the Karen Oyer asked, that's why it has to speak out, he had to speak out both. Because if he would have just only said, Hanoidim in a keves, then even on the tzad barrier, he would be able to be yoitza. Only because he spoke out min a ayil min a keves, so therefore we see from his lashon that he doesn't want to be yoitza with anything else besides that one. And therefore on the tzad that palgus is a barrier, you wouldn't be able to be yoitza. If you look at Rabbi Zalman and Evan Ozel, and Hilchos Maaseh Karbonos and Perek Tesvav, Halacha Beis, he writes over there that it's possible that palgos, even though when someone makes a nether to bring a keves, he can be yaitza with the ayil, it's possible that a palgos is different. Because a palgos, since it's not the ikar min that the Torah gave for a carbon, the Torah, when it spoke about carbonus, it gave a keves and gave an ayil. So even if there's a heksha, a krav on a palgos, it's not the ikar min, and therefore, even though it's a little bigger than a keves, afal pikin will be as far to say that someone that makes a nether to bring a keves, which is the ikar min carbon that the Torah established, we find this carbon many times, a keves, by a palgus, we never find the din palgus in the Torah, and therefore says the Rabbi Zalman, possibly that wouldn't be the halacha that if someone makes a neder to bring a keves, even though the palgus is different, since it's not the ikur carbon in the Torah, you wouldn't be able to be yotze with that carbon. Now, on this halacha of palgus, this chiddush of palgus, the theory of Yechanan, there's a special pasuk in the Torah, oyla ayil rabbis is a palgus. So Mela, we could learn up from there that there's a new chiddush in that riba alone. We see that there's a new mitzvah called the palgos, and from that we could learn up that there's a new din carbon called palgos. It's a new din barrier, it has different dinim. It's not a regular kev, it's not a regular ayal. But the fibar pado that doesn't have a pasuk. Gemara Benachas says before they doesn't dash the pasuk. He holds it's just a suffik kev, a suffik ayal. So where does he get this din of palgos from? So if you look in the Turi Eben in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudam and Aleph, he's this kasha ba'oyda, this Indian. He brings, there's a Gemara over there in Daf Yudam and Aleph Rosh Hashanah where the Gemara says that a par has to be 3 years old, and therefore the Gemara says that it's going to be Tolian and Machlokes Tanoim, Reb Meir and Reb Lazar. What's the halacha? What is the shear of a shar? Reb Meir says that you're echad b'shana, chash b'shana. So therefore, Reb Meir holds as long as he's 24 months and 1 day. That's already the 3rd year. Mr. Meir holds, you have echad b'shana is already considered a year, and therefore we look at him as already a 3rd year. He's already in the 3rd year by starting 1 day of the 3rd year. Mashiach and Reb Lazar holds that you need to have 24 chadashim, 2 years old. The lamed yoyim, you need another 30 days. But see, old shleishim yoyim b'shana, chashim b'shana. So therefore, there's machlekes, or Meir and Belazar, exactly when a behema has a did of a ben shalish. When is a par of a did of ben shalish that should have a did of a par? Now, l'chayra imkain. When we discuss a ayil, l'chayra should be the same thing. L'fira Meir, it should be right away. L'fira Meir, the halacha should be that right after it finishes the 1st year. It should become an ayil. Once it's 1 day into the year already, it starts the 1st year, we should become an ayil. And like Reb Lezer, it should be pashut that it should only become an ayil after 30 days. And he has another point of a question is, how could there be a tzad b'chlal that's a keves? How could Bar Pado have a tzad that the ayil, this palgus is a keves? It's a first to tell you that a keves needs to be ben shnasai. It can only be a year old. Once it passes a year, it's more than a year old. Why would it be a tzad that it should still be a keves? And if you look at the Michas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Tes, he's Mayrich Barichas Gadol also on these problems. And he brings, he says that the Tori Eved already Ma'ir these kashas. You look at the Chazainish of Parah in Perak Aleph and Ois Hei, he assumes that Lefira Meir, that holds that a par becomes a par by 24 Chadashim in 1 day, who had been by a Ayil. After it finishes a year, and it starts the next day, the 1st day, a year and a day, it already has a din of a ayil. The whole idea of palgus over here, I can put on the fi bar pata for sure, is only the fear of lezer. And if you look, in Tosis and Rosh Hashanah, Kivegis B'tzayin and Tzad and the Gilyan HaShas over here, Tosis and Rosh Hashanah, Deber Matzal Ben Chavdal Chodesh V'yem Echod, Tosis discusses the fear of lezer, what's the halacha on these lamed yoyim? Pashas, you have to be curious, Tosis, these lamed yoyim, what's the halacha? Reb Lezer holds that a par only becomes a par after it's already Chavdal Chadashim, and it starts the year, it's already 30 days into the year. What's the halacha after Chavdal Chadashim? So it's no longer an egel. It loses its terrace egel, and it didn't yet become a par. What's the din in these in-between months? So Taisis over there has a tzad to say that it'll have the same halacha as a palgos. It's just like a palgos. It's just like a palgos. It's an in-between stage. It seems that Taisis understands the inachanami, since it didn't start the 3rd year yet, since there was no 30 days, huadin, we can look at it as within 2 years, it can still have a din of an egel. And mele huadin by an ayol, when it didn't yet pass the full 30 days, but Reb Lazar al kaponim, it would have a halacha that it's still teich shnasai. We can look at it still as a keves ben shnasai. Or we could say no, that it's already an ayol. It's an in-between stage that could be looked at as a keves or an ayol. And maybe the feed teis with the fear of Lazar, that would be the pshat Arab sugya has to be going dafka fear of Lazar. Like the Chazanish says, that the fear of Meir, it's poshit, that once it finishes a year, it automatically in the 1st day, it already starts the 2nd year, and has a did of an ayol. Tzarchi and Gadol in this, had exactly chesh ben ois, this halacha of palgus. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara brings a suffix, another suffix of Reb Zeira. By Reb Zeira, Ima Areya Lai Lachbe Toida Ben Achavetz Oibin Abatzo. That he makes a method to bring Lachbe Toida either from Chavetz or from Batzo. And he brings Seir. He doesn't bring Chavetz or Batzo. He brings Seir. Mau. So the Gemara asks Seir Deman. Which type of Seir are we talking about? There's two types of Seir. The Seir of Reb Meir, which is Bach Sofas Padim, a much less of a shear of Seir. And then we have a Seir Reb Yehuda that's Kikardi Chagob, there's already cracks in the dough, Machmas Tachimus of the dough, Silva Chavitz Gobber, and with the Seir Reb Meir and Seir Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara wants to know exactly where's Reb Zeira discussing his suffix. Is Seir Reb Meir or Reb Yehuda, that Reb Yehuda that holds that Seir first starts Bechardi Chagobim, that says the Gemara's Matzabal Yisui. Reb Yehuda holds Reb Meir Sa'ar, with their raisa, even though with their butter, it's also to eat, but with their raisa, it's matzah bal, you see. Either Rabbi Yehuda or a mayor, if we're talking about the sar of Rabbi Yehuda, if he does a mayor, chavitzu. They're like your mayor, that's not sayer, that's regular chavitz. What's kari chagavim, if you're a mayor, that's regular chavitz. Either a mayor or a mayor, if we go get shitas or mayor, like your mayor, that like your mayor, there's no chi of chorus on his sa'ar. So maybe he would have says the Gemara, habbiya bidalaki alea chabetsu, for the fact that you get malchus, it is an isser of chabetz noiksha on sardar mayor. So then it's habbiya has a din chabetz, and therefore it's pashit, sounds like for the Gemara, that you'll be yed to the din chabetz, or akapadam, for sure not, you wouldn't be yed to the tzad matzah. Elder Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara, the suffix is Rabbi Yehuda sar like Rabbi Yehuda. My, what's the din of Rabbi Yehuda sar like Rabbi Yehuda? Sveika hava of a nafik bim barashach. Is it a suffik and yetsu barashach? I do a beryu v'loy nafik, or has a din of a beryu and you're not yetsu b'chlal? Not chobetz and not matzah. It doesn't have a din chobetz. It doesn't have a din matzah. Or do we say, no, it's a suffik chobetz, suffik matzah. There, a case where you made a nether to bring either chobetz or matzah, you're going to be yetsu b'manashach. So there's a big avocha nachroinim exactly what is the suffik of Rabbi Zeira. Pnei Yeshua, in Psachim Nafem Gimel Met Aleph, he has a nice exactly what's a suffik. He starts off that the suffik is the dafko legabi sa'ar. It's a suffik, the oilam is the isra of chabetz noiksha. It means even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there is an isra of chabetz noiksha. Chabetz noiksha normally means something that's not a full chibutz. The chibutz is not its full chibutz, not a regular chibutz, not chabetz gomer. Hamia, there's a lav of chabetz noiksha. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara's suffik is, Rabbi Yehuda holds the R hechatipsis of chabetz noiksha, but what's the halacha with this sa'ar? Is this sa'ar have a din of chabetz noiksha? Is it a suffik chabetz noiksha? And that's where Rabbi Yehuda patterns, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that maybe has a din matzah, maybe has a din chabetz noiksha. Or you don't know, has a din of a beria. It's not yet the dag of chabetz noiksha, it's a middle stage, and therefore, it's not going to be chayiv. Has a din of a beria. Or says a Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua goes out to say another tzad, to say that maybe the Gemara doesn't have a suffik dafka tzar. The Gemara has a suffik b'chal, what is Rabbi Yehuda's shita about chabetz noiksha? All these chabetzes that we have, we find at different places, Taisus brings in Arasugya, Schimtze b'tapuchim, other echatipses in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the third parak of Psachim of chabetz noiksha. What is Rabbi Yehuda's shita about chabetz noiksha? We know that a mayor holds the chabetz noiksha is balav, that say there a mayor is chabetz noiksha fi his shita, and he holds that there's a din chabetz noiksha, there's a lav. The Gemara's kufa daning over here on what Rabbi Yehuda holds about chabetz noiksha b'chlal. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold the chabetz noiksha? The reason why over here you potter is because he has a suffik b'chlal of chabetz noiksha has a din chabetz or not. Is there b'chlal din chabetz noiksha? Or does he hold that it's a beria? He holds that all chametz noiksha is a beria, and it's yotze b'dei matzo, b'dei chametz le'echnisa, it's a middle stage, it doesn't have a din matzo, it doesn't have a din chametz. Pnei Yeshua has a tzad that maybe the Gemara suffik over here is not miyucha dafka v'sa'ar, it's a kol yistik ishayla of shitas Rabbi Yehuda on all chametz noiksha. Now the Chassam Sofer, in Tshuvis, in Arachayim, in Sivakuf Lamed Zayin, the Shaila over there asked a strong kasha on Ramban in the beginning of the third parak of Pesachim. The Ramban over there is coming to explain in Shitas HaRif. And the Ramban over there says that even though the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Pesachim seems to say that there's an Isser, that there's an Isser Dairaisa on Chavetz Noiksha, which is like we have over here in our Suga Shitas or Meir. Meir holds the Isser Dairaisa on Chavetz Noiksha, that's why he holds this Malkus on Seir. Says the Rabban, but this Mishnah is not Ka'alocha, because the Mishnah later on in Pesachim brings Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah, that your potter, sayer your potter on. There's no, you have to be sayer for it, but your potter. Says the Rabban, why you potter? Elamai, the reason is because Chametz Noiksha is only Issa Rabbanon. So the Shail of the Rabban asked, the Shail to the Chassam Sefer asked the Kasha on the Rabban, that L'chayro, the Gemara by us is a tzad. To say that Rabbi Yehuda's Mesupik has a tzad chobetz. If it's a tzad chobetz, that means to say it's an Issa Dairaisa. It's not an Issa Dairabonon. There's an Issa Dairaisa, Suffolk Dairaisa over here. There's a tzad that it's chobetz. So how could the Ramban write with the Pshitas then? In the Pshitas of Yehuda, it's Mavur, that it's only an Issa Dairabonon. So the Shoyal wants to go ahead and say that the answer to this question is that in a Chanami, Er Gemara has a Suffolk about it. But the Ramban is assuming, like the Tzad in the Gemara, that it's a beria. and he says, where's the Rabban's hechrich to go with this tzad? He says, Mr. Sugya Menachas Tafnun Gimel Mal Aleph seems to assume this tzad. The Gemara over there is discussing, Gemara wants to know how you know that there's a din that when you bring that Menachas that have a din matzah or ma'akiv. Who said it's ma'akiv? And the Gemara says, of course it's ma'akiv. There's a pasuk in the Torah, like seifa chametz. You shouldn't bake your chametz. Elamai must be that you have to bring it matzah. This is pasuk in the Torah, it says you shouldn't bring it chametz. And the Gemara asks, Maskev Lor of Chisto, who said that the pasuk when it says not to bring a chametz means that therefore you have to bring it matzah? Maybe it means that you can bring it seir. It can't be chametz, but it can still be seir. And the Gemara goes on to explain. The Gemara says that what's the hechatimso that's not chametz and it's seir? Gemara says like er sugya that either Reb Yudel or Meir it's chametz mal yisah. The shear of Reb Yehuda kadech agamlin shitas or Meir is chametz mal yisah. The Meir Reb Yehuda is matzah mal yisah, like Ergomar speaks out. And Meir seir the Meir or Meir is chametz noiksha, and therefore has a din chametz. But the lokila chametzu. And therefore the Gemara remains like er sugya el Reb Yehuda. The chatimtza that the pasuk will be coming the fuki when it says that you shouldn't bring chametz is coming to say b'ham mir you could bring it say to Reb Yehuda. Says the shayla in the chasam sefer must be that Reb Chista that said this is assuming that it's a barrier on the tzad to suffer chametz. It's partially you can't bring such a thing. And besides, we have in our sugis over here, the Torah can't be talking about a suffix, either it's chametz or it's matzah. So therefore, says the Shoyin Chassam Sefer, that could be possibly pshat in the Ramban. Now the Chassam Sefer himself writes back that he's not happy with this pshat. Mr. Chista is just coming to be madche the pasuk. Maybe Reb Chista is also a suffix if it's barrier or suffix. He's just coming to say that we can't bring a hechich from the pasuk of Leisei Fachametz because maybe Reb Yehuda holds barrier. On the side of Reb Yehuda holds barrier, we can always say it means seir, but not that Reb Chista has to hold behechlet that it's a barrier. Maybe Reb Chista was also a suffix in Reb Zeir is suffix in Arasugya that maybe Reb Yehuda held that it's a suffix. It's a suffix chametz, suffix matzah. But the Chassam Sefer goes on to answer that the answer to the question that the Shoyl asked is that the Gemara by us is not b'chlal discussing chametz noiksha. The Olam, Reb Yehuda, on the tzad that there's an issur chametz noiksha, it's poshut that this sar would be nichal on the issur chametz noiksha. And therefore the Rabban brings a riot from the fact that Reb Yehuda holds that there's no chiv of chametz noiksha, must be that there's no issur chametz noiksha. The suffix over here of our sugi is that it should be chametz gomer. The Gemara is a tzad that maybe such a darga of chametz is chametz gomer. Like it seems like Reb Meir holds this way. Is this going to be chametz gomer? That's a Gemara suffix, that maybe Reb Yehuda holds a barrier, or maybe Reb Yehuda holds chametz gomer, but Ham Mia says the Chassam Sefer, it's mukhrach, the Ramban was mukhrach, that such a darga of sa'ar, had there been an isra of chametz noiksha, it would be poshut, that it would be nichlan chametz noiksha. Elamai says the Ramban, it must be, he doesn't hold an isra chametz noiksha. And the Gemara that says over here, it's an asr b'deraisa, is asr b'din chametz gomer, not b'din chametz noiksha. And if you look in the base Meir, it's Sibin Tof Ben Beis, Sivkatan Aleph, he also has a strong tzad to say this way, that the tzad to be, have a din chametz like Reb Yehuda, is the oilam is only an isra d'rabbanon. He's discussing a tour. He says, the oilam, maybe we could say our sugi is talking about an isra d'rabbanon. And that we find that the Gemara is a tzad over here to ask for the free of Yehuda is because it's chametz gomer. The tzad is chametz gomer. He further on is not happy with this tzad to say that it's a tzad to say it's a chametz gomer. It must be that it's roi lachila machas chimutzai. What would be the tzad to say in Cain it's a barrier? It's not chametz. He's mistopic about this, but he has a strong tzad to say the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer assumes that the suffix in our sugi is not like the Pnei Yeshua says that maybe the Sa'ar has a din chametz noiksha, or maybe b'chlal we have a suffix about chametz noiksha. Lo'olam like the Ramban Melchames assumes that chametz noiksha is for sure possible for Reb Yehuda because this darg of Sa'ar would for sure be chametz noiksha. If there would be an isser of chametz noiksha, this would be for sure nichlal in the isser. Elamai Reb Yehuda holds that there's no tzad of chametz noiksha, there's no isser of chametz noiksha b'chlal, the is din of chametz noiksha is under Rabbanon. This sayer of Karnich HaGavim says the Chassam Sefer, the Reb Zeir's suffix is that maybe it has a din of chametz gomer. Reb Yehuda Gufa is besupik if it's chametz gomer or not, and that's why he says potter. And the oilam sayer can have isser deraisa. Because it's a suffix deraisa, maybe it's chametz gomer, but regular chametz noiksha, other echatips is a chametz noiksha, the oilam could be derabbanon. And the Mechas Baruch also assumes in Sibim Mem Dalet and Anaf Gimel also assumes like this Chassam Sefer that the suffix is, brings the Chassam Sefer that it's chametz gomer. And he speaks out that it's poshut, that this suffix is only going to be on Sa'ar. The suffix that it's chavetz gabur is only going to be by sa'ar, because we can't come along and say that maybe the Gemara is suffix by sa'ar is by other kechatipses also. Other kechatipses of chavetz daiksha. He says because every single case of chavetz daiksha has its issues, its problems, its different sibas why something is chavetz daiksha. When you machbetz betapuchim, the reason is betapuchim don't have the koyach of chavetz gabur. Sa'ar is because it didn't finish yet its chavetz. It's made out of chitim. It has a koyach chavetz, but it's not finished. The koyach of the chibetz is not finished. Every single one, every single tsar is a different shaylam. Hechatesi, why would someone even call him to think that because we find the Gemara is discussing seir who had in all other chibetz daiksha. Since we have a suffix, if seir is chibetz gomer, other chibetz daiksha is not. And be'emes, we find this Indian in the Ramban and Eretz Sugya. Taisus and Eretz Sugya comes along and he asks Akasha that l'chayra, the Gemara Menachas is mashba, that you can't use chibetz daiksha to make something chabetz. For lach b'toida. Mr. Gemara over there brings down halacha, im machmitzim b'tapuchim. So ask Tesis, why? Why is it so posh that you can't be machmitzim b'tapuchim? The chayit is a tzadanar sugya, the chabetz daiksha. Has it did chabetz? Why is it so posh that im machmitzim b'tapuchim? It's mashma even if you're a mayor, the whole chabetz daiksha is chabetz. So Tesis says, that this din be'imach mitzvah betapuchim is only a din lechatzchila. That's best to do it with chavetz gomer. Chavetz daiksha is not such a strong chibot. Eidach anabi. Maybe it has a din chavetz and maybe it will be yotzib in the evid. The din that the Gemara over there in Menachos Nundal says that imach mitzvah betapuchim is a din lechatzchila. Now the Rabban brings down this tesis. He also had such a tzad to say like tesis a din lechatzchila. And he goes on, he says another teretz. He says that possibly we can't ask a kasha from all chavetz, from one chavetz daiksha to the other one. By of sayer or a mayor, maybe that's enough chavetz daiksha to have it in chavetz. Masha ikid tapuchim is garua. It's garua. Possibly because tapuchim b'chlal doesn't have a koyach chibetz gomer. The whole tapuchim doesn't have a koyach chibetz gomer. And he's b'dayik for the lashon hagemara over there. The lashon hagemara says daiksha ba'almahu. What does it mean to say that it's a regular chavetz daiksha? It's different darkness of daiksha. That's what the Bichus Baruch is saying over here. And therefore, if we find the gemara as a suffix over here about tsar, there's no reason to believe that there's any tzad anywhere else. The Pnei Yeshua that learned that the Gemara's suffix over here is not that it's Chabetz Gomer. The suffix is Bechlal about Chabetz Neiksha if this R has Chabetz Neiksha. So he could go on and say that maybe Bechlal, the Gemara's specific about Shita Tzim Yudal Chabetz Neiksha. Is there such a parasha? Is there such an idea of Chabetz Neiksha? But if we assume like the Chsam Sefer, the Beis Meir has such a tzad, that when discussing if it's Chabetz Gomer or not, then it's Pashat says to Bichas Baruch, there's no reason to believe that the Gemara is having a suffix Bechlal if Chabetz Neiksha is Chabetz Gomer. Pashut is a special suffix, dafka in sa'ar. But I kapot in the assuming that if it's a beria, on the tzad it's a beria, that's the Chesam Sefer's answer, that the Shayon the Chesam Sefer's answer, that if it's a beria, it's not going to be usher b'day raisa. Beria is a middle thing, day matzah yotza, you won't be able to be yotza matzah with it. But al kapotim, it's not going to have a din chometz b'deraisa. B'deraisa is not chometz. It's a barrier. It's in between. It's not matzah, but it's not chometz. And Tosfos, and Menachos, on the Tundal of an Alf, Tosfos and Divrei Basel, Imach Mitzvah, it starts on the Gimel of Beis. Tosfos over there speaks out. He has a tzarak upon him. That like Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be potter. There's not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be potter. L'chayim is also going on the tzad barrier. On this tzad barrier. The like Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be potter b'deraisa. There's no issa deraisa b'chlal. It's going to be mutter b'deraisa. There's no issa deraisa. It's pashas. It's a drabbat. It's before us. You're not allowed to eat it. It's a din sreifa on it, the fear of Yehuda. But that seems to down a tzad that it's mutter b'deraisa. Like these achreinim are naming on. But there are achreinim that have a tzad not like this. That even though it doesn't have a din chometz, afal pikein, there's an issa deraisa to eat it on Pesach. A very mechudish to get tzad. There's a Reb Kiva Eger. In the Chedushim and Pesachim and Dachbeb Gibel and Aleph, the Mishkenes Yaakov and Tshuva Kufla Bevav, the Karen Eira, Menachos and Gibel and Beis discusses this on his own, then he later on brings from his brother, the Mishkenes Yaakov, this Chedush. The Yitzel Chadish, that in the din of Matzis Teichu Shivas Yabim, Shivas Yabim Teichu Matzis, there's a din that you have to eat Matzis Shivas Yabim. In a Chanabi, we know there's no mitzvah deraisa, there's no mitzvah chiyuvah, so someone to eat Matzah, someone wants to eat chicken, someone wants to eat other things. Yerakis, it's mutter gomer, he's not been battle any din. Afal pikein, Says Rav Kiveger, that's only if you want to eat other meanim. But to go and eat the min dagon, where the Torah said that shivas yom you should eat matzis, if someone goes and eats something that's not matzis, he's over on an essay. He's over on an essay. So in the Hanami, true. On the tzad berry, it doesn't have a din chametz bechlal. Afal pikein, and there'll be an issa deraisa. A lav, there won't be. This is no lav. It's not chametz. But afal pikein, the essay of shivas yom teichu matzis will be a bittel in the essay of shivas yom teichu matzis. Big chiddush from Kiveger, Mishkelis Yaakov, Kabbalah could say that even if on the tzad berry where it doesn't have a din chametz, it still could be an issa essay. And the Michas Baruch, it's in Bevav, brings down this tzad, this chiddush. And he says that L'chayr, we're not, it's not up to us to darshan psukim. We can't come along and say it's a pashas apostik, because we're, the pashas apostik, maybe we could say is dafka batis and nothing else. If we want to say that it's an essay on eating urakis also, that would be fine, but we know that's not the halacha. So Elamai, we want to come along and make a drasha that when you eat dog or dafka batis and nothing else, how do we have a right to make a drasha? But he says, that if you look, there's a book, Yishalmi. It's not our own drasha, there's Yishalmi. He says the tashbats brings it down. In the Tashbats and Zohar Rakiya, there's Midyan HaMitzvahs. And it's Yishalmi and Pesachim at the beginning, in the first paragraph of Pesachim and Alacha Dalid. Over there, Yishalmi brings down such a drasha. So if it says to Michas Baruch, we have Yishalmi already that makes this drasha. And therefore, it's very possible that Lamaisa, there will be an Isser Esser, there will be an Isser Deraisa on eating Sa'ar L'Rab Yehuda on the Tzad of the Gemara, even on the Tzad of the Gemara, that's a barrier. On the Tzad Sufik, it's Pasha that's an Isser Deraisa. The Shoyal, the Chsab Sefer, wanted to say that the reason why the Rabbat assumes that there's no Issa Deiraisa is Gufa because he assumes it's not Beria. We're saying from these Achreidim that it's not so Muchach. Even if we assume it's not Beria, Afal Pikein, it's possible that there'll be an Issa Deiraisa. Now, Toisvis, in the Ramas of either a Meir or a Meir, Toisvis has a Kashla. L'chayra, Enoch Hanami, the Gemara comes along and says that later a Meir, since it has a Din Chavis Neishan, it's a Din Malkus. But as Taisis and Lachayr, there's a special rebate for your mayor to be married with Chabetz Noiksha. It says, call special rebate, the Gabi Chabetz of Pesach, that has an Isser to eat it. Who said, therefore, that Er Gemara by Toido would also have the same that I have it did Chabetz Gabi Toido? Because we find Minei Ubei in Pesach, says Taisis, that you're not Chayiv Karet. So you see that doesn't, we're not, it's not a Giloy that has a Din Chabetz Gomer. It's a special type of chametz. It's a special rebate for Allah by Yachilat by the Isser of chametz. That chametz garbage doesn't have an Isser chorus. So Mechat Tesi to come along and say that who had din legabe toida has a din chametz. So Tesi says an eretz sugya in a chanami. It's not muchach lo oilam. We can say that the Gemara just means to say is that it's poshet that you won't be yotzei the din matzah. There can't be a tzad that it'll be a suffix chametz suffix matzah because it's poshet that it's not matzah. From the fact that the Torah Hamiya gave it a din chametz lagabi pesach, akpanim lagabi alav Hamiya and them in that we see that it's not matzah. But he says that that's nice in Eretzugyo. But in the Benachas Nun Gimel it's beforeish that say there are mayor it's poshet that it has a din chametz and therefore wouldn't be this, it can't be this might from the sefer chametz elasar as tesis. Why not? Who said it's chametz legabe the din of mincha? Who said legabe mincha is a din chametz? So therefore, Taisus goes on to say, "V'nira the yeshum yitar b'toydo v'menachas the chametz toysh chametz gabei." We have to say that there's a drasha over there also by menachas the toyda that there's a din of chametz toysha. It's a little shver in Taisus. If there's a rebbe, who said? Why does that have to do with the mayor? Mayor was marbit over here. Who said he's getting marbit over there? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda could also have the rebbe over here. He doesn't have a rebbe here. Little shver tesis mahalak, but that's what tesis says that l'chayr we can't learn out because it's not a chametz gomer l'gabi pesach minei ubei. Even in pesach we see it's not a chametz gomer. It's not a gilui all over that's a chametz gomer. Haraya yinachayev koris. But the Chasam Sefer points out and l'chayr it's pashut and Rashi comes to answer this kasha. Rashi writes in this gemara. He writes it mamish with tesis as the kasha. Be there a mayor, there mayor, but the lochi le chametzu. Ask Rashi the afagav the koris le'machayev. So that Rashi says v'shum the lav chametz haroy la'achilahu. And the Chasam Sefer explains a little more. He says that in Pesach, the din that you need chametz is to make it roi l'achila. Chasam Sefer says Rashi doesn't mean over here that it's not roi l'achila, you can't eat it. He's talking about the chimutz. The chimutz that happens over here, is that making it roi l'achila? Is that, he says, of course we could be talking about the biggest delicacy. But Aval Pikein, if the chimutz didn't make it roi l'achila, that's not the chametz of the Pesach. The chametz of Pesach is chametz that makes it roi l'achila because the Torah gave the din chametz in Isra achila. And therefore, it's a special din in Pesach that there's a problem that it's not roi l'achila. As long as this is a Torah's chimutz, as long as we see over here there are mayors marbet for chimutz, the Gabi Kol HaTorah Kula, of course it's going to have a din chimutz. There's a special reason why over here there's a, you need a special there's a no chiyuv karis is because it's not a chimutz that brings lidei achila. Masha Ekein by Menachos, where it's just a din asiyas chimutz, and the Gabi Toida, where it's a din avos chimutz, it's not a din in the achila. The din chimutz is not dafka din in the achila. So it's pashat if we find that the Torah gave it a din chimutz on kaparim, the Gabi Alav by Pesach. Says the Chosei, for Rashi held it, therefore it's Pashat, the Gemara could say that, who had in the Gabi Toida, and who had in the Gabi Sugi Menachos, and Gibel, the Gabi Asiyas Mincha, also it's going to have a full Din Chavetz, and we don't need a special Riboy, like Tosfos says. Now there's another interesting Nisa over here, on our Sugya, is an interesting Kutras HaTzvekis. The Kutras HaTzvekis is going on, the Machlekes Rishayim, the Ram brings it at the Afzayim, and Aleph in the Dorim. What's the deal with Safek Maman Aniyim? Sugya at the end of Chulin. What's the halacha of Safek Maman Aniyim? And there seems to be a big machaikis Rishayim. What's the halacha with Safek Maman Aniyim? Do we look at it as a Safek Maman? Or do we look at it as a Safek Isser? So the Kshutra HaTzvekis brings from the Marash Chiyun, where he's machriya over there that Safek Aniyim, a kapadim in certain cases, has a din of Safek Maman, and you could go to Kulo. But says the Marash Chiyun, this is all while we're discussing a Safek Leket, where it became Maman Aniyim by itself. Safik leket a fell and became Maman Aniyim. So then, misafik, in certain instances, I could go to Kula. Mash Inkin says to Marash Chiyun, this is all, that's only over there. Mash Inkin, when I make a neder, when I said a Rezul Tzedaka, where I made a neder to go and give this, to give this to Aniyim, so over there, besides being the Maman Aniyim, says to Marash Chiyun, is also a neder. Over there, it's Pashit, that you go to Chum. That's Achra of the Marash Chiyun, which is the Loika Aran. The Aran seems to put the two together. He doesn't seem to have any difference between Safik Leket and a Safik when someone says Arei Zulot Stok. It says the Kudra Sfekis at L'Chayra, the Kudra Sfekis at Klal Aleph and Ois Tess, he says that L'Chayra we have arrived from Ar Sugya. In Ar Sugya it's beforeish that on the Tzad, that I would say Arei Alay Dahavi Chamesh Shabbataida, and I'll bring a Safik, I wouldn't be Yaitse. It's Pasha says, the Gemara seems to say, I wouldn't be Yaitse. It's only because I spoke out that I'm a Marashach, either it's Chametz or Matzah, that I'm Yaitse. Why does the Gemara have to speak this out, as the Kutras Fekis? Just say, Arei Alay Lahavi Lachmi Toida Min HaChametz. And then I went and I brought this, and me Safik, I'll be Yaitse. It's a Safik Mammon. Safik if I'm Chayib to bring Mammon. It should be a Chayib, a Safik Mammon, I should be Potter. Seems that the Kutras Fekis holds that Mammon Aniyim and Mammon Hektish is the same Naisa. A Mammon of Karbin is the same Naisa, a Safik Mammon. Elamai says the Kutras HaTzvekis must be like the Marash Chiyun says, the like Aram, that when there's a neder involved, when I made a neder, then the halacha is that it's pashit that you have to go to chumra, and that's why the Gemara held. If I would have just said chametz, it's pashit on the tzad sofik, I would have to be machmir. The Arsameach in Bechiris in Parakei Halacha Gimel, he's matchel arai. He says that la'olam we could say that has a din sofik moment, even when a neder has a din sofik moment. But over here says our Sameach, even on the tzad it would be a mom and it would also you would be chayv. He says we know the halacha of any idea in praticha. If someone comes along and says that he doesn't know if he paid up the chayv, even though we hold all over bari v'shem bari adif bari v'shem alav bari adif habaytzim mechaveir al amaraya, but any idea in praticha, and our Sameach adds even in echatiptes of shem v'shem also part of when it's loyav le the beida, the halacha is that. Also, the halacha is that you're chayiv. He brings a Rashba that you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, he says over here, in a chanami, maybe we can assume a hesitant Safek Mammon. But even in a Safek Mammon, if you're not sure, over here I made a nether to bring something, and I brought something, and I'm not sure if it's good enough for my nether. It's not a Safek Chiyiv. It's not a Safek Mammon Aniyim over here. It's a Safek Peroin Mammon Aniyim. Safek Peroin Mammon Hektish. And therefore, says our Sameach, even if we would assume that it's not a nether, it's not a nether of Yisurim, even if it would be a nether Mammon, Afal Pikain, over here you'll be chayiv, and therefore we can't prove b'chlal from here what the din of Safek Maman Aniyim with a nether is. Maybe the oilam Safek Maman Aniyim, if I have a Safek and the Guf Maman Aniyim, maybe I could go to Kula because of a Beitz Mechavel of Araya. And Er Sugi says Dar Sameach, it remains a Nidea and Pratich. And the Dibri Yecheskel, in Simon Lamed in Ois Aleph, he says, that the oilam, the svara of the Ran, what's the svara of the Ran? The Ran that holds that even when there's a neder, we could still look at it as Maman Aniyim. Chayyar, it's a plia. The chayyar be svara of Arash Chiyun is right. The chayyar, it's pasha that there's a difference between when there's a neder, when there's no neder. So he's baz, but he brings the machal Ephraim, and it's hilchas staka in simen beis, He's masvid that the Ran holds that Amira la'ani is kebesira dami. Once I make Amira that this moment should go to the aniyim, it automatically vibes like a besira. It's like it's given over. And therefore, even if I said a rezul it's staka, it's like it's already the aniyim. And therefore, that's why the Ran holds it remains a nidah of mammon. Because there's no nether anymore. I already finished by saying a rezul it's staka. I already finished my nidah of iser. It was bigmar of miyad, the nether. And therefore, all I have left is a nidah of mammon. Masha Engin says that the Yecheskel im Kain Er Sugya wouldn't be a raya. In Er Sugya, we're talking about where he said a raya lie. So therefore, no matter all our frushes in the world and everything doesn't help, I'm still mutu on me, mitin my nether to bring the right carbon. And therefore, I don't do that. I still have a chiyam nether myself. If I'm not sure, I have a suffix nether if I was here to my nether. But the whole Ran that holds that the Satan there's no difference between Leket and Staka, it's only when I say I raised Zulat Staka, and now Miyad is Nigmar that this Sela went Let Staka, became Mammon Aniyim, and now if I have a suffix in such a thing, and I Echatips of Yadis, or on other Echatips where I have a suffix, so now I have a suffix, is this Mammon Aniyim or not Mammon Aniyim? I have no nether involved, my nether doesn't play any role. Only over here where I spoke Arei Alai, over here it's Pashat, even the Ran agrees, says to Tavir Cheskel, that I would have it in Suffolk Isser, because I don't know if I was Yates in my Neder, I have a Suffolk if I was Yates in my Neder, and that's why says to Tavir Cheskel, over here in our Sugi, it's Pashat, that you go to Chumrah, even though by a case where I'm Mafresh Staka, but Oila, maybe there would be a Tzad to go to Kula.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.